Hi, my name is Rabbi Dr. Aaron Glatt. I'm a Rav as well as a physician, and I've been asked to speak with you today about the importance of exercise and keeping oneself healthy in the eyes of both medicine and in the eyes of halacha. There's an overriding principle in Jewish law that states that the person has to be very careful in taking care of themselves. Nishmartim ma'od es nafsho sechem. It's not enough to just be a little careful. Ma'od, one has to be extremely careful in preserving one's health so we can properly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A sick person may be unable to properly be an Eved Hashem, to properly be a servant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to daven, to learn, to do all of the things that we're supposed to do in terms of chesed, in terms of kindness to other people, in terms of Avodas HaKodesh, if they're physically incapable of doing them. So therefore, there's an overriding principle which says that a person has to do everything possible to maintain their health. One aspect of that is the importance of maintaining oneself in good shape. And I'd like to bring to you a very interesting machlokas that is discussed by Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, as brought down in the Nishmas Avraham, which is a major sefer written by Dr. Abraham, who is a Talmud Muvok of Rav Shlomo Zalman. And he quotes the following machlokas, which would seem to have a very easy answer. You have Shmuel, the great Amora Shmuel, who is an Amora, who states in the Yerushalmi that a person should not exercise a lot. And in fact, Shmuel's custom was that he would have people carry him around, because his opinion was that if a person does a lot of exercise, it's going to lead to their demise at an earlier age. They'll, quote, use up their steps that they've been entitled or allotted to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that one should minimize their physical effort in this world in order that they should be able to save those steps, those efforts, and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that fashion. And he had people carry him around in order to carry out what he thought was the best medical advice of his day. On the other hand, you have the Rambam, also a doctor. Shmuel was a doctor, and the Rambam was a doctor. And the Rambam, of course, is one of the great Rishonim, living a long time after Shmuel, almost 1,000 years after Shmuel. And the Rambam had a different approach. His approach was that a person should exercise to a large extent. A person should physically be active. A person should go and make sure that they use their bodies in a way that will strengthen and cause their bodies to be healthy. And a person should exercise, much like the modern opinion. So they asked the famous Shiloh, who do we paskin like over here? Do we paskin like Shmuel, a person should not do exercise? Or do we paskin like the Rambam, that a person should exercise? So on the surface, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, should be a very simple answer. When we have a machlokas with an Amora versus a machlokas with a Rishon, so then we tend to normally say that Niskadnu Adoros, our generations have gotten smaller since Har Sinai. The Tanoim don't usually have arguments from an Amora. An Amora doesn't normally argue with the Tana. A Rishon normally doesn't argue with an Amora. So it should be a very straightforward answer over here. You have an Amora Shmuel, Dr. Shmuel, who says, do not exercise. And you have, in fact, a Rishon, as great as the Rambam was, he wasn't an Amora, Dr. Rambam, who says, do exercise, so it should be shut and dried. A person should, over here, absolutely follow the opinion of Shmuel. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no. These aren't dinim. These aren't, over here, halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai principles that were brought down on Har Sinai. These are based upon the medical knowledge and the medical practices at the time of Shmuel and the medical practices at the time of the Rambam. It isn't Shmuel the Amora talking, it is Shmuel the doctor talking. And in the academies of Pumpadis and Ardai, so their thought was that exercise was dangerous and that one should conserve their energy to be able to live a longer life. In the days of the Rambam, that medical opinion changed and Dr. Rambam said that one should exercise. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal Paskins, he says, when it comes to the medical advice of the day, the rabbis follow the local medical advice of their time. They don't go back and say, well, in the Gemara it says to use this type of medical advice. That's not halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. That's the local academies, and that was the medical advice at that time. And we discard it. We disregard it. We don't paskin medicine from the Gemara. And in fact, if the doctors in the time of the Rambam said to exercise, they knew more than the doctors in the time of Shmuel. And if the doctors today no more than the time of the doctors of the Rambam. By medicine, we don't say niskat nor doros. We, in fact, say that medicine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has allowed us additional technology and additional knowledge to be able to go and do things better from a medical point of view than they did years ago. So then one is obligated, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, to follow the medical advice of the most recent and expert medical opinions. Halacha l'maisa, therefore, if all of the doctors, essentially with unanimity, without any disagreement, all agree that physical exercise, moderate amounts of exercise, are essential and necessary to maintain as perfect health as is possible, so then the halacha would say that a person has to follow that advice. Nishmarta modis nafshosecha means that you must listen to the medical advice of your day. We don't say, well, maybe it'll be proven wrong. Maybe they don't know what they're talking about. Halacha requires us to listen to the doctors of our time. And the clear-cut medical opinion of our day is that regular exercise on a steady basis of a moderate nature, one doesn't have to do extreme sports, but to walk at least on a regular basis, on a daily basis, for a certain period of time, to do a little bit more strenuous exercise on an occasional basis, is considered the state-of-the-art recommendation for all people. And therefore, halacha would tell us that that is the best medical advice halachically. And therefore, one is obligated to maintain their health and to exercise, to walk, to eat properly, to get enough sleep from a halachic point of view. And in this way, we can understand that we don't paskin like Shmuel over the Rambam, but we paskin the halacha to follow the doctor's advice of our time, the best advice that it is. Yemetz Hashem, by listening to this advice, we should all maintain good health and be able to better serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you very much for listening.